Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com. The number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello and welcome to the Horticulture Week podcast. I'm Rachel Forsyth, senior reporter at Hort Week, and today I'm joined by Rupert Keyes. Rupert has been managing director of Keyscape Landscape Design and Construction for 30 years, and with his wife Ruth has constructed over 30 RHS show gardens over the years. Quite nice symmetry there. Recently, Rupert has also founded Task Academy, which we will be hearing all about today. Welcome, Rupert. It's lovely to have you.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Yeah, lovely to be here.
Brilliant. And you were recently at RHS Malvern Spring Festival. How was that?
Well, they hit record numbers for the first time. So, yeah, absolutely fantastic. I mean, the weather was with us, but I think people just generally wanted to get out. But we were involved with a new concept called Affordable Gardens, designed by Jess Russell Perry, who is the show lead at RHS Malvern. And the other thing we were sort of involved with with my task hat on, we created a demonstration garden as well. So that sort of showed the underlying elements of landscaping, which was called Under the Surface, which was a bit of a take on what we did at Gardeners World Live last summer with the APL.
And what have the public's responses been to that? Were they quite engaged?
Do you know, I stand back and look at people sort of talking to each other and pointing, and I think it's just opened a lot of people's eyes to actually what does go on under the surface. And I mean, they were really inspired, and just sort of it opened their eyes up to, you know, the amount of work that goes on under the surface that you see, you know, in a normal landscape situation.
Yeah, because I think garden designers are starting to get a bit more recognised on TV shows and things like that. But do you think there's a bit of a gap where landscapers are concerned?
I think it's a huge gap. This is something that I spoke about with other contractors on site at Malvern, and it's, you know, it's a long-standing argument, and you know, it's that recognition that us contractors need to have. You know, we need garden designers, but garden designers also need us as landscapers, and we both play a huge part in a show garden or any contract or garden that we build privately. And I feel really strongly about the recognition side for contractors. When you see it on TV, they always mention the designer and they never mention the contractor. And I think that really needs to change, because we, you know, we're very passionate about what we do, as well as garden designers are. And I think to have that recognition will go a long way. You know, and I get that, you know, some designers want the recognition, but there's a lot of designers out there that are actually saying, no, as a contractor, you don't get the recognition. We want to try and change that for us. And so, yeah, it's how we do that. I'm not quite sure yet, but one of the conversations I was having with other contractors was about doing a garden for ourselves and designing a garden for ourselves. And, you know, if that's the way we get the recognition, then we'll have to do that. But it's something that, you know, we really want to do and build a garden, because landscapers are all designers as well. In you know, when they're on the ground, you might have to change something. So, you know, and the designer's not always around. So, you know, we have to see the potential in the design. But if we have to change elements of it while we're on site, then, you know, a lot of landscapers have an eye for that as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And we're such a sharing industry, I think.
Oh,
a lot of people would agree that everyone should get, you know, equal recognition for an equally well done job.
Yeah, yeah, I totally agree. We landscapers and designers have a really good relationship most of the time. But I think when it comes to show gardens, you know, like I said, you know, we just don't, as a contractor, we just don't get that mention. It'd just be nice to have that when it goes out to, you know, press or TV. So, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. And we have had an unbelievable few years. So I just wanted to check in as well. How has it been at Keyscape? How is it going? Have you got any challenges currently that you're sort of still trying to overcome?
I think, like everyone, you know, the challenges are still out there on getting product and also costs. You know, in the times we live in, costs keep on going up week, month by month. And when you've priced a garden, it's an awkward position to be in when you have to go back to the client and say, look, I'm sorry, but I priced this 3 months ago and costs have gone up. You don't want to have that conversation most of the time. But I think people are starting to understand that seems to be the case now. And they appreciate it. And I think you just need to be very transparent with your client. I mean, Keyscape is still going. A lot of people out there think that I've given up entirely, but no, I'm running projects now rather than sort of being too much on hands-on.
What sort of projects have you got going on at the moment?
Well, we have got. I mean, I have a little project in the Cotswolds that we've been working on for, I would say, about 10 years now. We did the initial sort of main landscaping back in 2012. And every year since, the client has got us back to do a little bit more. And I'm actually going back this afternoon to sort of try and finish a few things off, because obviously Malvern got in the way. Luckily, they were also very understanding clients. I mean, that's a garden that's been developing for a long time, and my wife Ruth keeps on adding bit more design into it. But there, the other large project that we have going on is another one of Ruth's designs over north of Stratford upon Avon, and Design It Landscapes are actually building it. So Dan Ryan, who owns it, they've taken it on. I mean, it's you know, it's £500,000 contract, and I'm sort of overseeing parts of that and supplying some of the product for it as well. But they're very, very good landscapers, Dan and his team. And, I feel sort of, at ease having them on board.
Mm. And what beautiful locations as well.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's stunning. It's absolutely stunning. We're very lucky where we live. We're on the edge of the Cotswolds and around Worcestershire as well. It's, it's some beautiful countryside around here and some beautiful properties. So, yeah, very lucky.
But of course, your other passion is Task Academy, and I'm really interested to find out a bit more about that. So how long has it been going, and what sort of led you to setting it up in the first place?
In the back of my head, I've had this passion for training and encouraging young people, especially, to come into the industry. Everyone has had their challenges with staff and training and people coming into the industry. They like the thought of it, but the practicality side is a lot different, especially when you get to those cold, wet winter months. My passion is wanting to invest in that, and trying to bring more people into the industry to help our industry. We need to invest in the industry and with training. Mm. I've invested an awful lot already into Task Academy, but that's just to get it started. But I think the investment really also needs to come from government. When I was in college, 30 odd years ago, it was government funded, and now it's a huge amount of private funding. And I think, the government should actually, they talk about it, but I don't see them doing anything about it.
Yeah, and they're talking so much about how we need new green spaces, better access, but I suppose part of creating those is investing in that training in the first place. Yeah.
Yeah. The landscape industry, it's grown, 20% in just 8 years. And, we're a £1 billion pound industry within the UK economy. And there's obviously a need for it. So I think we just, need to get people investing. Otherwise, the landscape industry or horticultural industry is going to fall on its knees. And, it's not just landscaping. It's all sectors of the horticultural industry. It's trying to get people more enthused about joining or being part in building that industry again.
Yeah, and there are a few other academies out there, but do you think that there's room for everyone and potentially even other academies to pop up as well?
I totally agree. I think, I'm just a small, I think I'm just a small part of it, and I think we need a lot more. We're based in the Midlands. We're quite fortunate in that side of it that we're centrally located. There is room for a lot more academies, specialising in horticulture. The more the merrier, as far as I'm concerned, because we're all trying to do the same thing. There's no real competition as far as I'm concerned. If we're getting people through the door and training them to do something they're passionate about, I'm all for that.
Yeah, absolutely. So what sort of courses do you offer, and how long are they typically? What kind of things could somebody expect?
Okay, so we do, I'll just run through a quick list. We do natural stone and porcelain paving. We do dry stone walling, brickwork. So we do introductions to brickwork, and all of our courses are fairly introductory courses. But then if people then want to sort of upskill even more, we do advanced courses. We do surveying. We also do general landscaping. So we sort of touch bits of a lot of areas. And also we're going to be doing hedge laying, but obviously that is season dependent. And then we're going into first aid, health and safety, small machinery courses as well. We're also going to be teaching business aspects of how to not just set up a company, but all the elements that are involved with setting up a company, or if you're already a company, then, you know, what you should be looking out for regarding, you know, health and safety and, you know, employment law. So we've got some great training partners involved with that, also industry partners that are really passionate about using, or, you know, giving their point of views about, you know, how to develop your business.
Fantastic. And I know that that business side, I imagine, is going to be really popular, because a lot of companies that I speak to say they sort of just had to learn as they went along, really, and sort of make the mistakes and learn that way. So yeah, that sounds like it'd be really worthwhile. So in terms of the length of the courses, how do they vary?
On our introductory courses, we're doing for, say, the public, we do a general landscaping course, as I said, and that will be a 1 day course initially. But most of our other courses are between 2 and 4 days. So, you know, with the natural stone and porcelain courses, we do separately. So that will be 2 day course for each. But also we're looking at apprenticeship side of things, where you would come in for a block of 4 days, and we would cover pretty much most of what our courses are about. So they'll touch base on most of the courses that we've written.
And how much interest have you had so far?
Huge amount of interest. I mean, industry are always very keen to send their staff, you know, for training, but also from Malvern. I mean, we were there at Malvern not just to promote ourselves in the industry part, but also to gauge what the public want. And the public, well, we have overwhelming response from that. And I think even, you know, if we are training public who want to sort of upskill themselves or just learn a new element of landscaping, a lot of people want to lay a path or a driveway, you know, they want to come and learn how to do it correctly.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's great for us. But also, you know, it's something that they can take away and even maybe, you know, teach whoever's going to be helping them. But it, you know, we all look around and see how badly some things are done by general public. You know, and if they have the right sort of education from, say, a training academy, and then they can take that away. And, you know, they're always keen to learn, if, you know, because, you know, especially at Malvern Show, you get that passionate gardener. But they're always generally about maybe plants, mm-hmm. but they never look into the actual hard landscaping side of it. So it opened up a lot of eyes to the general public, and it could, I think, the public is going to be our main source of student, really.
Oh, fantastic! Well, that's really interesting. Best of luck with Task Academy.
Thank you.
I've just got one last question to ask you, and it's one we always ask our guests, and that is, what plant would you take to a desert island?
Oh, you got me there. Well, it would be nice to be on a desert island at the moment, I must say. After Malvern, I would like to take an aloe vera plant, but I don't think I'd have the use for the aloe vera if I'm not doing all the landscaping work. But do you know what? Jackfruit, that would probably be a good food source.
That's very sensible.
My daughter, who's she's vegetarian, and she sort of introduced me to jackfruit a couple of weeks ago, and it's quite, you know, not being a vegetarian, it has a great texture, but also it has all the vitamins and minerals that we need.
Is that the one people often use as a replacement for like pulled pork?
Yes, that's the one. Yeah. So Artocarpus, I think it's called.
Lovely.
So, and also, you know, you get that sweetness. And like you say, it can be used as a meat substitute. But it has lots of antioxidants and protein. And apparently it has good blood sugar level controls.
Oh.
And also it gets quite big. So if you've got a large fruit, then, you know, you don't have to, you know, you've got a good source of it. So, yeah, I suppose it's amazing what you learn off your daughter, isn't it?
Well, that sounds like a fantastic option. And you've made me hungry now, Rupert, so.
Oh, sorry.
Well, a huge thank you to Rupert. It was so lovely to have you. I'm Rachel Forsyth, and this has been the Horticulture Week podcast. Make sure you never miss one. Subscribe or follow Horticulture Week podcast via Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, or your preferred podcast platform. If you are interested in producing a podcast with Horticulture Week, email us at hortweek@haymarket.com. Huge thank you again to Rupert, and goodbye for now.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.